Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. About 50 miles west of Fort Pierce, in prairie country near the Kissimmee River, the Thomas family has been raising cattle on the same land for generations. Their ranch looks like West Texas. The nearest town is Bassinger, population 300. The city of Okeechobee, 15 miles away, seems choked with traffic by comparison. The family matriarch, Beattie Mae Thomas, is 92. She's lived in the same simple farmhouse for 70 years, and she was active, hands-on active, in cattle raising until recently. Her grandson, Dan Thomas, lives in Okeechobee now, but her son, Dan's father, R.E. Thomas, still lives on the ranch. The house that he built for himself and his family is just down the road. R.E. raises cattle, grows vegetables, and once was involved in a raccoon venture.
Me and my brother-in-law, we processed them and dried the fur and, you know, shipped it. We were coon tycoons. We actually flew to New Jersey and checked our market.
Was there an overabundance of raccoons in the woods out here?
Well, that one year we processed about 1,300. We sold the meat and processed the fur.
How did you trap them?
Well, we trapped some, but I mean, we got big time. We were buyers, you know, we buy them for other people. The boys would go out coon hunting at night, which was sport to them, and we'd buy their coon.
How do you process a dead raccoon?
Well, you've got to skin him, and then you take the innards out, and you freeze the meat. And then you have to scrape all the fat off the skin and dry it. I had little racks you dry them on. And
out in the sun?
I dried mine in a room with kerosene heat. They done better. Then you have to box them up and ship them.
You said you froze the meat. What did you do with it later?
Well, I had a good market for it down around Belglade. People down there, they love coon, and I had a fish market down there. He bought all I could take to him.
What did you have it in, fillets?
No, the whole coon with the head and feet left on, so they'd know it was a coon and not a dog.
You're not serious.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
And they sold it in markets, a whole raccoon?
Yes, ma'am. It was legal, you know. They loved it.
Was this a profitable venture?
Yeah, we made some money. We sold them for like $1 a pound. Some of the fur we'd get much as $15, $18, some of them 50 cents.
We've all heard of coonskin caps, Davy Crockett, but what else was the fur used for?
Well, most of our fur went overseas to Russia or wherever. When the ruble went bad, the fur market went bad.
So some of those Russian hats are made of Florida raccoon?
Exactly. Old comrade Doe wearing one of my caps right now.
I assume this was just a side venture.
Yeah, it was a nighttime job. We only had about one big year.
There's still plenty of raccoons out there, right, in case anybody wants to get into the business?
I'll tell them just how to do it. Just contact me.
They're not an endangered species?
No, ma'am. They are a nuisance to farmers sometimes, but ordinarily I don't mess with them anymore.
Did you ever taste raccoon meat?
Yes, ma'am. I had an old black gentleman. I was working on a ranch, and I killed him a coon, and he took it and cooked it and brought it back, and it was prettiest meat. I took one bite, and by the time I got through chewing, that bite was so big I couldn't get it spit out. I couldn't handle it.
How about you, Mrs. Thomas? Did you ever cook raccoons in your kitchen here?
No, ma'am. We would cook it for the dogs, and it smelled so good, but I never was tempted to eat it. That was when they were just selling the hides, and we just cooked the coon meat for the dogs. Yeah, they loved it.
Better than Purina, I guess.
That way you didn't have to buy dog feed. Of course, we didn't buy dog feed like they do now. I would cook cornmeal and stuff like that and feed them table scraps.
Dan, have you ever eaten raccoon?
There were many things put on the table when I was a kid. You'll have to ask him.
Your dad. Did your son ever eat raccoon?
Not that I ever told him about.
Yeah.
Friday, all the leftovers went in one pot, and I cooked it together, and whatever it was, we had it.
I've been talking with Beattie Mae, R.E., and Dan Thomas at the family's ranch on the Kissimmee Prairie near Bassinger. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Rocky Raccoon, Jack.